gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, everyone, and a big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. If you are celebrating, you share the day with Queen Elizabeth II. She turns 94 today. Wow!
And queen, go off, queen.
Go off, queen. And Terrence J turns 38 today. So that's what's up with that. Also, you know, everybody is talking. You reported it on your timeline earlier how a lot of the companies like Amazon, they're staging sick days?
Sick outs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're doing it because of what's going on with the coronavirus. And, you know, not only are they staging it, but a lot of companies are just letting people go, cutting pay. The NBA, they are withholding 25% of the players' salaries starting on May 4th because, I guess, you know, the season has been pushed back. So right. That's what that is going on with
at
that.
At least they
the
can afford it.
It's been pushed back further than LeBron's hairline.
You know what?
Nobody likes their pay cut. Let me not say that. Nobody likes their pay cut, but at least I think they'll be able to make ends meet.
Okay. Yes, they will. And Roc Nation, yes. Jay-Z had to furlough some of his employees. And also, if you are a shopper of Fashion Nova, some of their employees have tested positive with the COVID-19.
Ooh.
Wow. So, you know, be careful with that. In other news, Vanessa Bryant, she honored Kobe Bryant yesterday on their 19th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my heart just breaks. I mean, I'm sending her love because from what I've heard, like, she just seems so, she's just questioning so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, why it would happen. And so I just send her healing because I can't even imagine what it must be like for her.
No, so.
And her family
and all the families. And, you know, everybody's talking about it last night. If you missed it, I'm going to take you there real quick.
What up, y'all? All right, let's try this one. Stay there. Come on.
Get to it. Not fair. Coco, you
ain't
right.
They're trying to get it together. Come on, Teddy. You know what?
Come on. Yeah. Teddy, jam for me. Teddy, jam for me?
Okay. You know, they're trying to get everything together for the Teddy Riley baby
so
face.
What's get out of here.
You know what? Where are we going? You know what?
And I was like, okay. Baby face.
After 15 minutes.
All right, so y'all going to go to baby face.
You know what? We've been waiting here. Well, anyway, over 450,000 people logged into the live last night for the Pat Challenge. It was phenomenal. So many stars. Michelle Obama was there. Lenny Kravitz. Everybody you could possibly think of. Snoop Dogg. I was there. Allison, you were there. Sean.
I was there.
It was wonderful. All the hits back to back. And Easy Street, if you miss him, you got to tune into Easy Street every day because he did a big replay of all of the songs that were played during the battle last night. They did 20 sessions back to back. Each played a song. They kicked off with SWV right here. And then, what else? Babyface played Love Should Have Brought You Home. And I have Sean here. You have the tally of the results because we did like a DMV poll. Now,
Everybody was calling in, giving their votes, weighing in whether or not who had it, Teddy or Baby.
Oh, right.
But the score is 143 to 156 in favor of Babyface.
Yay! Undisputed champion.
Yes. If you watched it last night, call us up and let us know what you thought about it. Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, call us. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.